In late spring, across a stretch of former wasteland in Flushing Meadows, Queens, a 250,000 people pay 50 cents each to forget and to dream. In the last decade, they lost jobs and homes, and now they face bleaker losses in the years to come. Fathers and sons and husbands, a fragile faith that the worst has passed, the hope that America will never again be called to save the world. They come by boat and train and trolley and bus, hitchhike across four states in as many days, engagement rings tucked deep inside pockets, along with every dollar they own. Not one inch of the fair's 1,216 acres betrays its inglorious past as a dump. Gadsby's Valley of Ashes come to life, where towering heaps of debris meandered in an ironic skyline. Instead, beyond the gates, a world of tomorrow beckons, offering flamboyant distractions and bewitching sleight of hand, a glimpse of fantasy without the promise that it will ever come to pass. They have never seen anything like the Trilon, its gaunt steel ribs stretching 700 feet high, carrying bodies skyward on the largest escalator in the world. They chase salty scoops of Romanian caviar with swigs of aged Italian Barolo. On one soft spring day, they admire Joe DiMaggio as he accepts the Golden Laurel of Sport Award. At the Aquacade exhibition, they watch comely aqua bells perform intricate synchronized routines, the water kept extra cold so as to stimulate goose flesh and nipples. They hear Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia boom with optimistic predictions. "We will be dedicating a fair to the hope of the people of the world. The contrast must be striking to everyone. While other countries are in the twilight of an unhappy age, we are approaching the dawn of a new day." The Westinghouse time capsule, to remain sealed until AD 6939, contains fragments of their lives. Microfilm of Gone with the Wind, a Cupid doll, samples of asbestos, a dollar in change. At night, when fireworks begin, they fall silent, watching the colors crisscross overhead, hot tails branding the sky, imprinting a patchwork of lovely scars. They wait in line for hours to glimpse a reality that seems both distant and distinctly possible. Revolving chairs equipped with individual loudspeakers transport them through General Motors' Futurama exhibit, a vast model of America in 1960, where radio-controlled cars never veer off course on 14-lane highways and undesirable slum areas are wiped out. They witness a robot named Electro issue commands to his mechanical dog, Sparko. They marvel at an array of new inventions. The fax machine, nylon stockings, a 12-foot-long electric shaver. 1,000 of them watch the fair's opening ceremonies on NBC's experimental station, W2XBS. "Sooner than you realize it," advertisements for the telecast predict, "television will play a vital part in the life of the average American."